5 past 5, tens of thousands of people are reported to be leaving their homes in northern Syria as Turkish forces continue their attacks from the air and on the ground into Kurdish-held areas. The attacks began after President Trump decided to withdraw US troops from the region, a decision that's been criticised even by some of his supporters as giving a green light to the Turkish attacks. Sky News correspondent Mark Stone is in Akali on the Turkish side of the Turkish-Syria border. He reported on the fire incoming from Kurdish rebels.
A series of mortars which hit this town 3 or so hours ago. We were at the scene of one of them just after it hit the governor's office here in Akçakale. And since then, the authorities here have confirmed initially that 3 people had died. They're now revising it down to 2 people having died, one a child, the other a government worker. That's the consequence of one of a number of mortars or rockets that were fired from the Kurdish rebel positions on the other side in Syria into this Turkish town. It was expected that there would be the Kurdish fighters would return fire after what has now been nearly 24 hours, in fact just over 24 hours, of artillery strikes from Turkey into northern Syria.
Sky News' Mark Stone in Akçakale, with more on how the offensive's being seen in the United States. Reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Eddie, President Donald Trump finds himself accused today of the shameless abandonment of America's Kurdish allies. That's the view of top Republicans in the US Senate, liberally now accusing the president of betraying the Kurdish militias alongside whom US servicemen fought and died in the battle against Islamic State. Fueling the fury among the very Republican senators whose support President Trump may desperately need if he's to survive the ongoing impeachment crisis are these comments he made at the White House last night as the president sought to justify his decision to sell the Kurds down the river.
Now, the Kurds are fighting for their land, just so you understand. They're fighting for their land. And as somebody wrote in a very, very powerful article today, they didn't help us in the Second World War. They didn't help us with Normandy, as an example. They mentioned names of different battles. They were there, but they're there to help us with their land.
To the extent that it's possible to identify any kind of guiding philosophy behind the president's move, it appears to be this. Northern Syria is a long way from US shores. The Kurds and the Turks have been, in the president's words, natural enemies for centuries, and America no longer really cares about the stability of the region. That became apparent when the president was asked what happens if thousands of ISIS fighters now escape from their Kurdish-administered detention camps and seek to return to the battlefield.
Well, they're going to be escaping to Europe. That's where they want to go. They want to go back to their homes, but Europe didn't want them from us. We could have given it to them. They could have had trials. They could have done whatever they wanted. But as usual, it's not reciprocal. You know my favorite word, reciprocal. That's all I want. I don't want an edge, I just want reciprocal.
No one here has any idea what he's talking about, but he is clearly risking the possibility of ISIS regrouping in Syria or elsewhere. At the State Department and the Pentagon, there's been a mad behind-the-scenes scramble sparked by the outcome of Sunday night's phone call with President Erdogan. In that phone call, we're now told President Trump went off-script, giving the Turkish leader the green light to move in militarily against America's allies. Today in Ankara, President Erdogan sent Europe a clear warning that he won't brook criticism of his military moves.
I warn if the EU attempts to describe our operation as an occupation, we will open the borders and we will send 3.6 million Syrian refugees to Europe.
At least 2 of the most dangerous ISIS fighters are now in American custody. British jihadists El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Coty, wanted in connection with the beheading of the American journalist James Foley. 2 of the so-called Beatles, they were plucked from Kurdish custody and moved to an undisclosed American location. But with tens of thousands of Kurds now on the move trying to escape the Turkish military, President Trump still has not called for an end to hostilities.
This is just chaos.
That's General John Allen, a former NATO commander. He's one of scores of military figures here, utterly astounded by the president's actions. He spoke to CNN.
We don't do strategy, and we shouldn't be doing foreign policy by tweet, and this is what you get when you have single phone calls between world leaders occurring and no, when they put the phone down, no further coordination within the U.S. government. Our national security mechanism in this country was largely surprised by that phone call and surprised by the tweet that called for the withdrawal of American forces.
President Trump says if Turkey goes after the Kurds in an inhumane way, whatever that means, he'll obliterate the Turkish economy, whatever that means. Republican senators are vowing to punish Turkey with what Senator Lindsey Graham calls sanctions from hell. But this is what President Trump had to say yesterday about his erstwhile supporter, the Republican from South Carolina.
Lindsey and I'd feel differently. I think Lindsey would like to stay there for the next 200 years and maybe add a couple of 100,000 people every place. But I disagree with Lindsey on that.
Which leaves the question open as to whether President Trump will sign legislation sanctioning Turkey for action that he, in Sunday's telephone call, appears to have approved. It is, as General Allen observed, chaos. And there's more. President Trump awoke this morning to learn that two men who helped his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden in Ukraine were arrested in Virginia at dawn. Soviet-born Lev Parnas and Igor Froman are in custody, charged with campaign finance violations. Their lawyer has confirmed they were engaged by Rudy Giuliani in connection with his work for President Trump. It's another big blow on the day a Fox News opinion poll showed the majority of Americans, 51%, now favor the impeachment of the president. And Eddie, that poll was taken before the president left America's allies, the Kurds, to a deeply uncertain fate.
Simon Marks reporting.